a little over 30 years ago, or almost 30 years ago, many of you know, my sister had a terrible brain aneurysm the eve of her senior year of high school. And we, for weeks, did not know whether she would live or whether she would die. She spent months in intensive care, and of course was ultimately involved in months of rehab, and still to this day is affected by those events. But it's something that happened the night in which that event happened that goes with this song. My sister called that night, late in the night. She was actually already in the hospital for a heart, some sort of a infection that had lodged in her heart. And she called them and said that something didn't feel right. She had a pain in her head or something. And some of what she said made sense and some of it didn't. So my parents immediately went down to Monmouth Medical Center, a large hospital in our area. And when they got there, they found out what was happening there. It was really God's grace that she was even in the hospital at that time, or she would have died. Her brain began to bleed. Several of the blood vessels in there ruptured, and it was bad. It's the only way to put it. It was bad. We didn't know if she would live or if she would die. Once she was, they rushed her in. It was, again, it was the mercy of God. The top brain surgeon had come in early, middle of the night, was actually scheduled to perform another procedure, and they grabbed him and they wheeled her in for emergency surgery to see what they could do. And once they had done what they could to stop whatever was going on in there, then it was just a matter of, well, we'll just wait and see. We'll just wait and see. We don't know what's going to happen. My mom and dad, of course, rarely left the hospital in those days. But that first day, others, of course, I was called, and others came from the church and some of my relatives and all to be with them. And finally, when we got there, my parents had been up all night. They said, why don't you, we're just waiting. There's nothing you can do, nothing any of us can do, of course, except pray, as if that wasn't a, if that was a small thing. But my parents, they said, go home. Go home for a little while at least. At least you can get cleaned up. Maybe get something to eat if you can eat. So my parents left. And on the, I guess, about a 25-minute ride home, all of a sudden, they began to sing a song. The Lord just sort of, like you, Brother Peter, and him, or some others who get a song, the Lord impressed a song upon their hearts, and they started to sing. Now, I know what you think it was. You think it was the healer. He was wounded, right? Or, he touched me. Oh, he touched, right? You know what it was? You know. For he is so precious to me. It was just something God did for them. And, of course, this was the product of lives that had been lived trusting God, like we talked about last night. Where, whether their child lived or died, they wanted Jesus to know that he was precious to them. Whatever he chose to do, whatever his will was for their daughter, he was still precious. Is he that precious to you? How precious is he to you? Is he precious to you when he's blessing you? Is he precious to me when things are going my way? Or is he precious to you because he truly is fairest Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature, ruler of heaven, ruler of everything, ruler of my heart, lover of my soul? Is he precious to you like that? I trust that he will become that in these days and in your life, and that he will become more precious to you, more precious, and more precious.